Eyes right in Washington as Republicans set out to change American politics. The anti-Yeltsin feeling grows. Mourners remember victims of the Brookline abortion clinic shootings. Good morning for Bill Lynch. This is Frank Settapani with the CBS World News Roundup. The sun hadn't yet come up when Newt Gingrich charged up the steps of Capitol Hill to claim Congress for the Republicans.
I hope it'll be a historic day for the country.
Hours away from being formally installed as the first Republican House Speaker in 40 years, Gingrich knows full well that history will be made. The only question is how.
I hope the American people will begin to have a sense that they've elected a new generation of leaders committed to really working to do the job that is needed for the country.
As Rob Armstrong reports, housekeeping and legislation will mark the first day of Gingrich's Republican revolution.
The House will do its traditional business today, such as electing a speaker, but it will also do something unprecedented in modern history. The House will enact legislation on opening day. Dick Armey of Texas, the new majority leader, says, while it's symbolic, it's also keeping faith with what Republicans promised.
America has an opportunity on this first day to actually see us do, in chapter and verse terms, what we said we would do. And we believe it's necessary. It's important to restore America's confidence.
Among the eight specific measures the House will consider today will be one to require a three-fifths majority to increase taxes, one to cut committee staffs by a third, and one to make Congress practice what it preaches. On the other side of the Capitol building, today's Senate session will be largely ceremonial, but Senator Don Nichols of Oklahoma says a bill could come up today or tomorrow.
To make Congress live under laws like everybody else.
House Majority Leader Dick Armey says that there's no doubt the eight items on today's agenda will pass, but he had some advice for the minority Democrats about delaying tactics.
The pain may be inevitable, but the suffering is optional. Now, you're going to get the same result at 10:30 or at 3:30.
Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
This is Bill Plant at the White House. This day of celebration for Republicans in the Capitol finds the Democrat who's president on the sidelines by choice. Mr. Clinton will return later today from Arkansas, where, as he put it, he's been watering his roots. He says he's ready to deal with the new Republican majority in Congress.
I'm looking forward to it.
Not threatening him?
No. Are you getting
not at all? I just don't want to talk about it.
What Mr. Clinton will talk about today as he dedicates an elementary school named in his honor is his own so-called middle-class Bill of Rights, the tax cut for people earning less than $100,000 a year. The White House strategy for dealing with the resurgent Republicans is to avoid confrontation, at least initially, look for areas of compromise, and wait for opportunities to skewer Republican proposals which they think go too far. On a broader level, Mr. Clinton will scale back his activities. There'll be less travel. The White House feels he was far too exposed and overextended. Bill Plant, CBS News, the White House.
At a Republican Party celebration last night, Gingrich promised to reserve space in the Capitol for radio talk show hosts whose influence is credited with fueling the GOP rise to power. The speaker found himself on the painful end of the electronic poker when CBS News released part of an interview his mother Kathleen gave to Connie Chung. The question was about the First Lady.
I can't tell you what he said about Hillary.
You can't?
I can't.
Why don't you just whisper it to me, just between you and me?
She's a bitch. Real, that's the only thing he ever said about her. I think they had some meeting, you know, and she takes over.
She does.
Oh, yeah.
The whispered word that rhymes with rich was called offensive by the White House. Congressman Gingrich found the whole thing distasteful.
My mother is just a simple woman who loves her son and who wants this to be a nice day. And I think it is disreputable for a national correspondent to say, whisper it to me, and then put it on the air.
Gingrich wants Chung to apologize to his mother. There's been no comment yet from CBS News, which is scheduled to broadcast the exchange on tomorrow night's Eye to Eye with Connie Chung. Today's New York Times says former HUD Secretary Jack Kemp, once considered the party's brightest hope for 1996, is leaning against a race for the Republican presidential nomination. Deputy Defense Secretary John Deutsch reportedly has spoken to the president about taking over as CIA director and recommended other candidates for the job. A Washington Post report says Deutsch did not take himself out of the running. A study of sample precincts finds that what took place in California on Election Day wasn't pretty.
The fraud they found in those precincts extrapolated statewide comes up with at least 170,000 fraudulent votes.
John Nelson of the Voter Fraud Task Force says some of the oldest tricks in the book still seem to work.
They found 20 people in Alameda who have died who were recorded as having casted votes in November.
The group claims vote stealing was so massive it could have affected some races. Senate race loser Mike Huffington is demanding an investigation. Embarrassed by the resistance of Chechen separatist fighters, Russian troops appear to be gearing up for a new assault on Grozny. In a report from the Chechen border, Bill Gasparini describes the growing political backlash for Boris Yeltsin.
When Russian forces launched their assault on downtown Grozny last Saturday, there were several Russian parliament members in the city, specifically in the basement of the presidential palace. When the shooting died down, they came up to assess the damage and saw the full extent of Russia's initial defeat, scores of burned-out armored vehicles and hundreds of dead Russian soldiers. Anatoly Shabad was one of those parliament deputies. He calls the events here nothing less than a crime against humanity, and he places the blame squarely on President Boris Yeltsin. Once one of Yeltsin's strongest supporters, Shabad says the war here is Yeltsin's undoing.
He could stop this war, and he can't do it now. Of course, this is a political loss for him. His career cannot be continued.
Shabad even predicts that a coup against Yeltsin may occur in the near future. He's also documented how Russian jets have been bombing villages south of Grozny, killing hundreds of civilians in revenge for the failed weekend attack. Bill Gasparini for CBS News on the Chechen border.
At least six German skiers have been killed in avalanches in the Austrian Alps. Two remain buried, but it's still too dangerous for recovery teams to try to find the bodies. The trial of the century is stirring again. David Dow has that.
After more than 2 weeks off, the case that won't go away is back in court today as lawyers gather in Judge Ito's chambers to plot the rest of the O.J. Simpson murder trial. As it stands now, a weeks-long hearing on the admissibility of DNA evidence is scheduled to start tomorrow. But at least one motion was filed under seal while the court was in recess. And the question now is whether today's closed-door session will produce some kind of deal to shorten or skip the DNA hearing. Loyola Law Professor Stan Goldman notes that would help defense lawyers preserve a jury they like.
They are afraid that some members of this present jury may be tainted by publicity between now and the beginning of a trial, and they would like to get the trial itself started as quickly as possible. So there is real incentive for the defense to give up a motion that they would probably lose anyway.
Some have estimated the DNA hearing in its full scope could last up to 8 weeks. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
In Texas, convicted killer Jesse Duane Jacobs was executed by lethal injection this morning for a crime he once admitted, then denied. Mourners gathered in Brookline last night to shed tears and remember the two women killed in last week's abortion clinic shootings.
We share voices of grief for what has been taken away. No one can replace.
Because of lingering security concerns, officials canceled today's expected reopening of the Brookline Planned Parenthood Clinic. The government reports that construction spending increased in November despite rising interest rates. After 30 minutes on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials were ahead 11 and a half. It's 10 past.